broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I asked him if I could go to the bathroom. I didn't have to go. I was
pleased on a number of counts. First,
how you feeling? Why are your hands on your head?
My view has always been that we have to do what's in the best interest of the armed forces.
Aren't I brilliant?
You blew it!
Famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And where through the looking glass we'll go and go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Tonight we're going to talk about, as we are well into the school year, we'll talk about crossing guards. We had an incident here in Los Angeles that was just unacceptable. A crossing guard beaten by, I can only assume, some alcoholic on his way to wherever he was going, maybe for another drink. But this woman who is there trying to ensure the safety of the little ones getting across the street tells this guy to stop or to slow up. And he says, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to slow up. He gets out of the car. And they say she was beaten. She was assaulted, but she was okay. She said later, the lady who was assaulted, this poor woman, said, I was more concerned with the kids having to see this. Can you imagine that? So we're going to talk with Bobby Dooley, who's the president of the Western States Homeowners Association and the Western States Parent Teacher Organization, about that very thing here in just a moment. Later on, Don Berman joins us for WikiLeaks talk and what that means in the world of news gathering. We want to take a look at our affiliate spotlight tonight, and it is on WSAR 1480 AM in Providence, Rhode Island, and KROD 600 AM in El Paso, Texas. Two great stations that get it on the Phil Hendry Show Radio Network. And our website, philhenryshow.com. So the story here, police, California crossing guard beaten in front of kids. And sounds to me like there's somebody's car alarm going off there. California crossing guard beaten in front of children. She was beaten and robbed of her stop sign and her whistle, which sounds benign and almost humorous. But this guy, apparently 27-year-old Jose Hernandez, he just didn't like the idea that this woman was telling him to slow up because there were children in the crosswalk. He yelled that he was not stopping. He was shouting, according to one of the people who witnessed this, when the guard tried to walk away, Martinez punched her and knocked her to the ground. The driver then got out of the SUV and grabbed the guard's ID tag from around her neck, as well as her whistle and her stop sign, according to the statement. You either got to be a drunk or on drugs or a serious borderline psychotic to do something like that. Several adults took down the license plate of the SUV, and deputies later arrested this slob. Not only him, but the passenger. And they were being held in lieu of a $50,000 bond with an arraignment set for Wednesday. Terrible story. And Bobby Dooley joining us from the Parent Teacher Association at Western Estates. I guess, Bobby, how are you this evening?
We're doing good, Phil. Thank you.
And I guess the question is, the crossing guards, it doesn't seem like a tough job. And yet, it is a job where you have to exert some kind of control and authority with not just children, but with motorists.
Well, that is true. And we have in front of Western States, which is our homeowners association, we are a gated community in the San Fernando Valley outside of Los Angeles. And we do have in front of the gate to our community one crosswalk that crosses Lionel, which is a side street that leads down to Ventura Boulevard. On it, we do have quite a bit of foot traffic in the morning, which is comprised mostly of children who are going across the street to catch the bus.
Now, are these kids from your community?
These are children from the community just down from us, which is not a gated community. It is just a subdivision of single-story homes that are a little bit older than ours. And these are the children that are primarily going to the public school. But there's quite a few of them, and they do have a crossing guard there. The lady that I became familiar with, Juanita Henry, is there now, I believe, although we did have some issues with her. But before I say that, I certainly want to reach out to every crossing guard all over this country, as I know that your program is carried nationally, Phil, and tell them that we so appreciate them.
We do.
And
I mean, they're a lot of them are retired people.
Yes, they are, or they're mothers who have some time, or fathers who have some available time. And we do appreciate them keeping the children safe. What we would ask them is that when they are near our neighborhood, that they have to recognize that there are a lot of cars coming out of our community at a more of an elevated rate of speed. You're going to see a lot of very, I guess, dark-colored Mercedes and Lexus. Those seem to be the cars that a lot of the men who live here drive because they're involved in asset management, investment banking, and you know the economy we've had, Phil. So there are a lot of early morning, you know, meetings and a lot of emergencies.
All right. Well, so this lady, do the kids that live in your neighborhood in Western Estates, are they going to the public school?
Some of them do, but most of the kids here are driven. It's just a choice that the mothers here make. The mothers whose children are taking the bus obviously have made the choice that their children will take the bus. But again, those are the women that live down the street in the non-gated community.
So would you say that there is a distinct income difference?
Oh, absolutely, Phil.
Between the two. So where you live, the kids are getting driven because the moms, maybe they don't have to work?
I would say that's a fair statement, but I also want to emphasize that we do have working mothers here, and it is a choice that we make whether we want to drive our children to school or to allow them to, you know, walk down these busy highways. But
is that you making the comment that that's what these women are doing?
Well, here is my concern.
And by, not to interrupt you, we're talking with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association and parent-teacher organization on the crossing guard situation. And our number is 877-876-PHIL. My question, though, is you have children that are going across a crosswalk that has a crossing guard there. You still don't feel it's safe?
We don't think it's safe because of where the crosswalk is.
And that is that it's right in front of your community?
It's right in front of the gates to our community, yes. And it's very dangerous. This woman, Juanita, who is the crossing guard, we have told her that certainly we're happy to, you know, to tolerate what it is that she wants to do.
When we use the word tolerate?
Well, we're happy to have her there so long as she can get those children off that crosswalk. And I mean, Phil, she has to get them off fast. Because when that gate opens from our community, you've got a lot of dark-colored, tinted-windowed Mercedes, Lexus, some of them are Jaguars, that are coming out of there very quickly, very rapidly. They come down out of the community and will swing left onto Lionel. And they are doing it probably as they approach what is the speed limit on that street. 40 miles an hour, and then they're heading down to Ventura and then onto the freeway. So you've got one, two, three very rapidly moving Mercedes or Lexus sedans.
Right.
And so you've got to get those kids off the crosswalk, and I have told her, what do you propose to do? How? And we've been having meetings with her, and she's not very clear. How does she propose to get these kids off the crosswalks?
But the idea, Ms. Dooley, is it not? The idea, is it not, that the crosswalk guard, the crossing guard for the children, is to put her stop sign up and stop that traffic?
Yeah, that is generally the idea, yeah, but that is out of the question. We've talked about that. It's not going to be possible, given the state of the economy, the fact that we do have so many financial managers that live here, the fact that what I said to her, just be mindful that when you see that first black sedan coming out of Western Estates, you're going to see three, four, five dark sedans with tinted windows leaving the community. You've got to get the children off that crosswalk. It is imperative.
And well, yeah, but what you're saying is if she doesn't get them off the crosswalk, and if I'm not hearing you properly, if she doesn't get them off the crosswalk, they're going to get hit by one of these sedans.
Well, naturally, though. That's why we're asking. We don't have time right now to get with every one of our parents and certainly every one of the professional men that are living and working in Western states to tell them we need you to stop or slow down. These are men in the middle of a down economy that are getting their office to try to keep the bleeding from getting any worse in our economy. So again, I think she has to be mindful.
What you're telling me is they don't have time to stop for these kids.
It isn't even the time. It's not even time, Phil. It's the momentum that you have when you're in a dark sedan. The windows are tinted. You have begun to accelerate up to the speed limit of 40 and turn left. So you've got really two or three actions. The gate opens, you accelerate, you're swinging out. The gate opens, you accelerate, you're swinging out. One, two, three, four dark sedans in a row with tinted windows. And then, if it's one of those days where, for whatever reason, I have a meeting or one of the mothers, then you're going to see the dark SUV with tinted windows, or you'll see the lighter colored SUV. You're going to have two or three or four cars in a row.
Well, what? Okay, so you're saying to me, you've had a meeting with this this crossing guard, this Juanita Henry is her name.
Yes.
And you've said to her that when you see these dark sedans with the tinted windows coming out of the Western Estates homeowners, the Western Estates community.
Yes, that she has to get the children off the crosswalk if they're not on the crosswalk.
And well, all right. So why is she there?
She has obviously felt she's there to keep other traffic from going across that crosswalk when the children are there. We're only talking about traffic coming out of Western States.
All right, so traffic on this street, Lionel, she's slowing down.
That is correct. Traffic coming out of Western States, she has to be mindful of.
So, in other words, your traffic isn't going to stop for her stop sign. Your traffic isn't going to slow down for her. Your traffic is going to go right on through that stop, that crosswalk, whether there's children on it or not.
You know, I'll tell you this. I resent a little bit the way you put that, and I'll tell you why.
Well, isn't that true?
I resent the way you put that. Let me tell you why. We have children just like anyone else. We are given full warning, Phil. And my husband, Steve, is here. Steve, you talked.
That's right. I talked to Juanita the other day. I said, slow down. And
we've talked to the homeowners here, and we said, would you please be careful with your speed as you leave the community? And we'll talk to Juanita. So we're trying to have a meeting in the mines.
Well, you say you resent the way I put it. These cars, as you said, are heavy, dark sedans that are coming out of this gated community, and they're accelerating up to 40 miles an hour, and they're going across this crosswalk, and it's up to this woman to make sure those kids are off that crosswalk.
We are asking her to work with us, yes. And you're making this a little bit about us, so I wish you would also make it about the children that are being sent to the bus who could be driven to school, but their mothers have made the choice. No, I think my child will walk down a very heavily traveled boulevard.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Crosswalks and the crossing guards, and how much power do they have? But Western Estates in the valley in Los Angeles, they have at least one crossing guard that is told that you've got to get those kids off that crosswalk if a certain community, when the cars are leaving that community, these are all investment bankers. These are all men who are in dark sedans with tinted windows. They're going to be leaving rapidly, making a 40-mile-an-hour turn out onto a boulevard, get the kids off the crosswalk. And here in L.A., we had a crossing guard that was assaulted. The kids come first, don't they? Or in this situation, if the father who's an investment banker comes first, how much time do those kids have to get off that crosswalk before they're run over by one of these sedans? 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour, our special guest will be Don Berman from Channel 19 News as we talk about WikiLeaks. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Dark sedans, very dark sedans.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
that is very unfair.
All right, I will let you explain that. Welcome back to our program, 877-876-PHIL. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line from Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization on crossing guards. In the city of Los Angeles, we had a crossing guard assaulted by some alcoholic, drug addicted. I don't know what this guy's problem was, but the poor woman was trying to hold up traffic. And I know that crossing guards have a very difficult time. What you're saying to me, Ms. Dooley, is that your crossing guard in front of your community needs to get the kids off the crosswalk because the investment bankers that live there are coming out of there really fast. Now, and I will let you explain, but you said that there was an incident involving this woman, Juanita Henry, and a child having to literally dive off of the crosswalk when you came through?
That is a very, very bigoted or biased way of putting that, Phil.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
I want you to explain it.
All right, let me explain, because you started by saying what happened to Juanita and this little girl. I was coming out of our community one morning. We were having a meeting later on. We were very hopeful, a meeting with the Patron representative, to have a complimentary tequila at our Winter Tacular. I was going to the nearby Gelson's to get some appetizers for this meeting. This was a very, very important meeting because our Winter Tacular is coming up in 2 weeks. When I came out of the community and Juanita was in the middle of the crosswalk, I had told her already, you've got to get the kids off the crosswalk. And there she was. She says I aimed for her. I did not aim for her. I was trying to get over to the right side of the road. And the next thing I saw in this very dramatic flare, which was completely unnecessary, she dives for a ditch or some depressed area off the road with this child under her arm. I thought it was absolute theatrics.
Well, the woman, she says that she was afraid you were going to hit her, that you aimed for her.
That is absolutely not true. I was on my way. I was in a hurry, and I was on my way to the Gelson's. We had a representative of Patron Tequila who was coming to this meeting to possibly discuss a complimentary tequila at our Winter Tacular. Champagne is no longer the drink. Tequila is. And we were very excited about this man coming. When I came out of the community, Juanita stood there. She stutter stepped to the right and then to the left. And I thought she was playing a game with me. So if it sounded like I was playing along.
Well, what do you mean she stutter stepped to the right, to the left? She said you aimed for her.
She was going left, right, left, right. So I thought, well, all right, I'll play. And I aimed at her, but I took my foot off the accelerator. I think it's very unfair.
Mr. Turner, I want to say something. It's very unfair to my wife. The homeowners don't get
to say that. All right, let's get to our phone calls here. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley on this crossing guard situation. Anne in New York City listening on WWRL. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Anne, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and yes. I'm listening. And I'm sorry,
yes,
Bobby, you are very selfish. You're only for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You were aiming for the crossing guard. Isn't there a law that if the crossing guard is there to stop the traffic for the pupils to cross? And you said, I aimed for her.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think you are?
She was playing a game with me.
Excuse
me. She was going left,
excuse
right,
me.
Left, right.
Excuse me. You've been talking for the last 600 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you
mm-hmm.
have to listen a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There are laws, there are crossing guards for the cars to stop. And tinted windows are only in the back. If the driver is there is no tinted window on the driver's side. So you can see, and you are supposed
you're wrong
to
about
stop
that.
The crossing
in California,
guard is
you
there
can
for you to
that.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, listening without saying.
I'm listening to you. I beg your pardon. I am listening to you.
I'm listening to you.
You know, you have that very Germanic control, don't you?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, let's... No, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on for a minute. Let's not go there.
Well, Well, she's all Yavol, you know.
Bobby.
Okay, all right, hold on. Let's let Bobby respond to what you said, because they're very, very good points, Ann, and I just want to hear. Bobby, well, you know what? Let's take a break, because we're coming up against our break. So, Ann, you stick around. Bobby, you do the same thing. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Well, I want to say something to that German.
Hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Yavol.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Online at philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of our show right now. We have Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association on the line, and we also have a caller who's been hanging on Ann in New York City, and we're going to get back to Ann right now. And we were discussing, and Ann, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, and I just want to say we were discussing, Bobby, this crossing guard that is in front of your community that you say must get the children off the crosswalk as these sedans with tinted windows come out of your community, because these are all investment bankers. You said that you almost ran this woman over.
Well, I said that we had a representative from Patron. I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying.
No, you had a representative from Patron Tequila. Now, but this thing, the woman said you aimed for her.
When she went left and then she went right, as if it was a defensive back drill in professional football, I said, okay, I'll play. And I aimed left, and that's the direction she went. I didn't know she was going to go left.
Okay, Ann, go ahead.
Dear sweet Bobby, mm-hmm. you said you were in a hurry, so when Bobby
yes.
comes, everybody has to get out of their way because Bobby is in a hurry.
No, I said when the dark sedans with tinted windows.
Listen to me. The tinted windows. Would you listen? Would you please listen?
You're not listening. In California, you can tint the driver's side window. It's perfectly legal. I don't know in New York.
There are no tinted windows where the driver is.
In the state of California, yes, there is.
Maybe in your not in California.
No. I beg your pardon.
Yes.
The host said you were calling from Alabama. Is that right?
No, New York City.
Same difference.
And listen,
it's not California.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, I am an American by choice. You just happen to be born in America. So
all right.
I am a bit
you still don't know anything about the California driver's manual.
Well, I don't know that tinted windows are legal in the state of California on the driver's side, but the fact is you're saying that that's the way it is in your community?
Mr. Hendry, we have investment bankers coming out at 40 miles an hour, and you know something? What is her name, Ann? Ann, if you were on the crosswalk when I came wheeling out of there, well, I don't...
You're supposed to be in control of your vehicle. You're not turning out on the
crosswalk. A woman in a really black dress.
Bobby, you are not turning out at 40 miles an hour. When you're turning, you're supposed to go slow. Even on the side street, we have 25 mile speed limit.
I find it interesting that a woman that was churning butter not too long ago was telling me about the California driver manual.
Knock it off with the churning butter.
This woman sounds like she learned to drive with 20 mule team.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Ann.
Nothing.
What did you just say?
I don't want to repeat it. I would rather not.
What did you just say?
I'd rather not say.
She said you sounded like you learned how to drive, Ann, using a 20 mule team. All right.
You know something?
How dare you laugh at that when you know that your driving has probably killed more people
Bobby, I gave up driving a long time ago, okay? Anyway,
thank God.
All right, we got to take a break. Go to another call. Thank you very much, Ann, for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Why did you not cut her off?
Excuse me?
Bobby.
Well, you know something, Bobby, with the and
no, you allowed that woman to mock me. Here's a woman with a butter churner in one hand, a pitchfork in the other, and a bonnet.
Tell her how to drive bar in the window.
How does she know which windows are allowed to be tinted in California?
Well, how do you know?
I don't, but I live here, and she doesn't.
All right. I don't even know when I live here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Marie in Torrance, California, listening on KNEW in San Francisco. Marie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I'm sorry, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
In the school, when kids are crossing the street, matter of fact, it's for anybody. The cars are supposed to slow down. And I believe, isn't it 25 that you're supposed to drive? It's 25.
I'm not aware, and I understand.
You're not aware.
Do
you drive?
It's a very, well, this is a unique community. And that's what I was trying to say to Mr. Henry. While it is true that we want to slow down for the children, we've got investment bankers in dark sedans that are coming out of the community. Yes.
But, Bobby, she's a school crossing guard. I used to be a school crossing guard.
Can I ask the caller to talk a little more directly into the phone? Hey, Marie, could you talk a little more directly into your phone because it's a little muffled there?
Bobby,
yeah, this is the way she sounds to me. The woman started, when I came out of the community, she was standing there with the kid. She stutter-stepped left, stutter-stepped right. I remember thinking, okay, I'll play, and I aimed right, and that's where she went.
Well, what do you mean, okay, I'll play?
Because it looked like she was just doing a little
across the street. I drive here in Los Angeles, over in the South Bay area, and I see a lot of cars speeding past these kids, and sometimes there's no crossing guard. And these kids have to defend for themselves to cross a busy street. And you
that's
know,
true.
Here in L.A., a lot of kids get hit going to school.
I know that. But in our community, we're very mindful of the safety of children, unless, again, and I go back to what I was saying, a series of dark sedans with tinted windows are...
Well, so this dark sedans with tinted windows...
Have you ever
carried
the lady...
Wait,
can I ask you something? You're not supposed to have windows that dark that you can't see people walking across the street.
It's one-way tinting. They can see. But I wanted to ask you something. Have you ever seen a presidential motorcade, all those dark cars with tinted windows?
That's
exactly what our community looks like in the morning when the men go to work. So we need the kids to clear off the crosswalk.
Well, obviously
and
the men, they got their windows tinted too dark.
I don't think so.
Now, either they're doing something illegal that they have to have their windows tinted that dark because you're not supposed to have your windows tinted that dark. The police want to see what's going on inside your car.
No, they're on their laptops, and they don't want anyone getting nosy.
They're supposed to be on laptops driving.
Many of them have autopilot. They have autopilot.
Well, I don't know of any autopilot that you can put on autopilot on a surface street.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The other thing that you have to understand is, again, all those dark tinted windows.
Yeah, I know. Coming out of the community one at a time, it looks like a presidential motorcade. When you aimed for that woman...
I was joking around. Can't she take a joke?
Joking around? She had a little kid with her on the crosswalk. She said she didn't know which way to go. She saw your car coming out of there 40 miles an hour. She went right. She thought she'd go left. And you aimed for her, and she had to dive into a ditch?
I didn't know she was going to go in that direction.
Well, don't you think she's going to go for the what's the shortest route to the side of the road?
She looked to me like she wanted to go right, like she wanted to fake me out. And I don't know if, Marie, if you do that. Have you ever done that before?
Does she work for the city of L.A. at the crossing guard? Does she work for the city?
No, I did. Oh, the lady, the crossing guard that I almost hit, she works for the city, yeah. And
okay,
I said to her, you're going to lose... you're going to lose your job if you keep, you know, you stutter step that way. You got to know which way you're going.
Oh, come on, man. That you can't play when a woman's got a little girl standing there and she's got to dive into a ditch. Thank you very much for your call, Maria. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Here is Brandy listening on WAVH in Mobile tonight. Brandy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that it seems like Bobby is taking the meeting with the town as more important than the safety of the children. And I think that that's
No, that's not true. It was a meeting that we had set up and we were looking forward to. So I wanted to get these appetizers. When I came out of the community and I saw Juanita there with that child, I remember thinking, today of all day, she's fooling around. I told her to get the kids off the crosswalk. Get them off the crosswalk or there is going to be a tragedy that she and I and that child will regret for the rest of our lives. Why can't I just slow down? Because I have a meeting that is going to mean a lot of money to our community. You see, if you, I don't know if she gets it or not.
Well, why can't you just slow down?
I'm meeting with Patron Tequila. When's the last time they were going to sponsor a Wintertacular? Never. I have a child in the crosswalk. Get the kid off the crosswalk. And we're all happy. The kid's on the crosswalk, and my car is wearing that kid. There is all kinds of sadness. I'm late. Patron goes away. I don't know if you've ever been in business, but it's like this.
All right. I think we got it. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. As we talk with Bobby, you're not answering the question. I think it's a very, very important question. Why is it that you can't slow down?
Well, I just got done telling you.
No, you're telling me that the meeting with Patron is very important because of your Wintertacular. There's a little baby, out, and I say baby because I say that about kids, but out there on that crosswalk with that woman.
Well, I think that's one of your problems, Mr. Henry. I think you turn even just an average 10-year-old child into an infant, so you think that they're all infants and that they have the brains of infants and that they cannot get off a crosswalk when they see me coming. Which is what, Steve, you said that, right?
Yeah, get off the crosswalk when you see Bobby coming.
Get off the crosswalk when you see Bobby coming, because we love our children. We love our children, and we want them to survive. But they have got to get moving when they see me.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Andy in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Andy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, we love our children so much, I'm not going to bother slowing down. Look. Phil, I'm a father of four,
no,
a grandfather
I happen
of ten,
to believe
and
that we will slow down if we have time.
I don't care whether you're in a sedan, a tricycle, a bus, or an 18-wheeler. Those kids are in the road. You know there is a crosswalk there. Your car, your vehicle is not going to go anywhere that you, as a driver, do not take it. This lady, the men, whoever's out there that's doing this, needs to put their OxyContin down, needs to plan ahead. If they're such big business people, then they ought to be able to plan ahead and leave earlier and know that this is going on.
It doesn't work like that.
And put these children first.
I put my children first. I put my children first. I drive them to school. I drive them to school.
Yeah,
do
you put your children first. That's why you won't
do you
slow
drive
down
your children?
For any others.
Do you have children?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have children? No, you don't.
Do I have children? Yeah, I've got four.
Yeah. Stepchildren or your own?
Yeah, four.
Do they live with you?
Ten
do they live with you?
Thank you.
Do they live with you?
No, they're grown, darling. What part of
all
ten
right, well,
grandchildren
do you not really know? That you don't know about it. You don't have any familiar.
He says he's got grandchildren.
Yes, dear, I do
well,
know about it.
I don't know it. So with grandchildren, you don't know anything about it because things have changed. And the
nothing
way things
changed.
Have changed is that these sedans come out at a very high rate of speed. If you've ever seen a presidential motorcade, you know what I'm talking about. Would you would you throw a child out in front of a presidential motorcade? No.
No.
Well, who would throw a child out? Who would throw a child out in the?
No, this man would throw a child in front of a presidential limousine.
I didn't hear either one of what you guys were saying.
You know, you are not. Don't call me darling. I'll find you and I'll geld you in front of your wife. You understand? Don't call me darling, or I'm going to start to refer to you as bitch.
All right.
Whoa. We won't call anybody darling, okay?
No one calls me darling, okay? This isn't 1940, Grandpa.
It is in control of
you got
your
a Grandpa.
Car. It's that
yeah,
simple.
Right.
And you
I'm
have no respect
it.
For the children,
well,
whether it's yours or your neighbor's. If you
I
cannot slow down
children, but I
and
don't have
give
any
them
yours.
The right of way,
however, yours
you
are all
know
grown up.
That crosswalk
but your grandkids,
is there.
If your grandkids are being driven to school by you, they don't have a long life expectancy either.
All right. Thank you very much. Both of you are out of line there. Our number 877-876-PHIL.
How was I out of line?
The whole bitch and geld you and everything else. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley as they talk about crosswalks and crossing and all of that jazz. You know, who's supposed to slow down for who these days? We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL. We got Don Berman from Channel 19 News coming up on WikiLeaks. Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association here talking about crossing guards. And we had a crossing guard in the city of Los Angeles this morning that was assaulted. Fortunately, she was not seriously hurt, but she said later that it was a terrible thing for the children to see some alcoholic bum getting out of an SUV and attacking this woman, taking her whistle and her stop sign. He was arrested along with his passenger. Bobby, people are asking questions here concerning the safety of children, and you keep talking about the business people having to get to work, you having to get to the store to get appetizers for the meeting with Patron. The question stands, who's more important? You know.
Well, I think asking a woman who's had three boys, who has given birth to three beautiful children, who's more important, I think that is the height of humor. I know what is most important in my life. It's my children. But when I'm coming out of a community that I am the president of the Homeowners Association of, and I'm on my way to Gelson's to get some appetizers, and I've told the crossing guard, when she sees my Escalade coming out of the community, whatever is on that crosswalk, a child, an elderly person, get it out of there. Get it out of there. Now, I aimed for her as a way of kidding around. She turns around and tells the police I was trying to hit her. So, you know, we're going to have a talk.
Who?
You know who.
See, that to me sounds like a threat.
No, it's not a threat, Bill. It's a promise. It's not a threat. It's a promise.
That sounds like a threat. You're going to talk to this crossing guard and say what?
Mr. Henry, she knows that she did a stutter step and she was trying to get me to hit her. It was like dodgeball.
She's got a child in a crosswalk and you think she's all of a sudden playing dodgeball with a car? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here in Winston, North Carolina. It is JR. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Turn your radio down for me and you're on the air.
Okay, I'll turn the radio down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
These people they never do what you tell them, do they?
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay, I just want to say that I wouldn't waste airtime on someone like Bobby. Number one,
with your radio turned up. You didn't even know to turn your radio down. You didn't know to turn your radio down.
Okay. Whether you're coming out of a gated community or not, or whether you have bucks, you need to have brain matter and some humanity. If you do not care about another human being, then you yourself is not a human being. I don't care how
you didn't turn your radio down. You didn't turn your radio down.
All right, we got it already that she didn't turn her radio down.
Great.
We understand. Go ahead.
Who's dumber?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I would say that this woman has no sense. no human sense. Because if you're driving a car, you are responsible for driving that car. I don't care whether you have tinted windows or not. And she keeps talking about tinted windows and someone that she's going to have a meeting with. So what? Is that
Patron
above
tequila?
Humanity?
Patron Tequila.
I beg your pardon?
I was going to meet with representatives from Patron Tequila. This would be the very first time that they would offer complimentary tequila to our Wintertacular.
I can barely understand what you're saying.
Of course. Every time I'm on your program, Mr. Henry, it's the same thing.
Go ahead, JR. I apologize.
All I have to say is that someone like that really has no humanity. Does not care about other people. She thinks that money is it. Well, bucks is fine, but you need some brain matter also.
All right. Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. It's one more phone call here. Jamie, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a law student here in California. And I can guarantee, I can tell you positively that the law in California is that if someone is in a crosswalk, you must stop. There are no exceptions. There's not an I'm meeting with a Patron exception. There's not an I'm driving a big sedan.
What about the tinted window? What about the tinted windows?
Because if there's no exception for tinted windows, you may have tinted windows on your car if they come from the manufacturer that way.
Thank you. That's right. That's what I said.
All right, Don Berman next. Thank you very much, Bobby, and all of my callers. I appreciate it. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.